Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, from a muscle car SUV and the Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat that RJ just reviewed, now that Mary and I are back, well, we're about to take you to Pennsylvania for today's Destination Spotlight, located in the second state in our nation that was admitted to the Union as part of the original 13 states in December 1787. The state capital of Harrisburg and nearby Hershey is where we're all headed. This portion of the program is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well made, well tested, well traveled, Travel Pro puts their luggage through more than 15 different tests to ensure that you get a bag that's ready to handle anything you want to put it through.
Mary and I, well, we travel with the Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage. You're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check out TravelPro.com. You're going to save 15% off all the Platinum Elite this weekend. You're also going to get a free gift from them. Find a link as well at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, let's go to Pennsylvania. Holding for us is the CEO of Visit Hershey in Harrisburg, Mary Smith.
Well, Mary, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, nice to have you here again with us. So, you know, listen, we're going to start off with the most obvious, because for 50 years, Chocolate World has been a fixture welcoming travelers to Hershey. Love for you to talk about with us, you know, how the area is celebrating this golden anniversary.
Sure. So Hershey's Chocolate World, of course, they're going to be doing a year-long anniversary celebration. They started off with a fabulous block party, birthday party celebration, and they just have plans for the entire year. But one thing new that they did was they opened up a new, they're calling it a cinematic experience, and it's actually inspired by all of your favorite Hershey candies. It's called the Great Candy Expedition, and it is a train-themed adventure where the audience actually gets to determine the train's path based on a voting mechanism to determine which candy world they plan on traveling to. So we're super excited about that. In addition, Hershey Park opened their summer season with a new roller coaster called Wildcat's Revenge. It's actually one of the newer hybrid coasters, which you're seeing a lot of amusement parks go to, which incorporates a wood base with a steel track. And of course, this one, they are boasting that it's the world's largest underflip.
Interesting. Well, a year-long celebration of chocolate sounds good, but unfortunately, I have to move off candy for a minute here, Mary. I checked before the show today. We last connected with you on May 20th, 2017. 6 years ago, we're doing some reconnections this year with Destination Spotlights. Happy to see that you're still there and we can continue the conversation. You're in a very family-friendly destination, but I'd love to know what's new in the area since we last chatted with you 6 years ago.
Sure. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about Hershey Park, because Hershey Park does, you know, they do such a great job always changing it up and keeping things new and fresh. You know, the park, you know, is one of the largest parks in the country, featuring over 70 rides and attractions, which includes 15 coasters. And that coaster number definitely has increased since the last time we chatted. It also has a 1 million gallon water park, featuring over 16 different experiences, from the likes of water slides to a lazy river to a 54,000-gallon tipping bucket.
Wow, 54,000 gallons. Okay, that's
yeah, that's a lot of water coming down on you.
Yeah, I would say, for sure.
And the great thing is the water park is actually included in your price of your Hershey Park ticket.
Well, the Hershey Park, no question, and all Hershey is clearly a draw to the area. But, you know, here we are on August 5th. Yeah, you think about it. Some areas of the country that are listening right now, they're about to start school in just, you know, a week or so. Certainly college-age kids are going to be heading back to the university. So having the capital city of Harrisburg there helps your tourism year-round bring people in. But would love to know, how important to your region is the summer season, Mary? And really, for 2023 right now, you know, what are you seeing? How's it going so far?
Oh, my gosh. Summer for us is, we'd like to say we're a year-round destination, but there's no, you know, denying the fact that summer is it for us. So in addition to all the great family attractions from, you know, Zoo America, Lake Tobias, outdoor adventure parks, you know, the events and festivals that happen in our region, and primarily you mentioned Harrisburg. Harrisburg is really a great host location for so many of the festivals. You know, we have our City Island baseball team, the Senators. We have numerous brewfest events, cultural festivals, art festivals, gallery walks. Outdoor dining in Harrisburg is fabulous. They actually, on occasional Saturdays throughout the summer, they'll close down the main street through Harrisburg, and they'll have, you know, all the restaurants have outdoor dining and live music. So it really is. It's a great time to be visiting the area.
Well, the music scene you have there, no question. That's a big draw. So,
Mary, final question today. Share with us an interesting fact about either Hershey or Harrisburg that you think our listeners should know about across the U.S.
So Harrisburg, I think Harrisburg being the state capital, a lot of people don't realize that it's the state capital. And to focus in on that, President Teddy Roosevelt, when he was visiting, he walked into our state capitol, and he has been quoted as saying it was the most beautiful structure he has ever entered.
All right. Well, Mary, we listen. 49
fact.
Other states out there right now are listening. They can send all of their emails to Mary Smith with the Visit Hershey and Harrisburg Bureau. But very nice to talk to. That's actually a very interesting fact, and appreciate you joining us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, well, there goes that, Mary. Folks, the website for all the information to plan your own travels, just visit HersheyHarrisburg.org. Visit HersheyHarrisburg.org. That's going to wrap hour one of the big show for today. Hour two is going to start in just a few minutes as we convene the National Communal Forum. Don't go anywhere. 50% of the show is still to come. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.